pretty well revved up. Now you feel like, oh, goodness gracious, I just must have got picked up a cold germ or two. Or I've been exposed to a virus and I know I've got it. I began to feel the flushing and, you know, the different symptoms. A herpes will warn you a day in advance it's going to break out. That's when, and this is what we're ultimately trying to do, is get Gondriana down to a price where it doesn't hurt your pocketbook to go in there and take 6 ounces. But we can't do that at $80 a bottle. We can't really do that at $60 a bottle. But there is expensive and extensive labor and everything involved. And the minute you get into that kind of competition with your enemy, they will tell you your product is swamp water, remember?
Commander?
Yes?
Is the tea necessary? I made up a tea and it had caffeine in it, and I got so wired I couldn't even sleep.
It's going to wire you anyway, and it does transfer the caffeine, so I would suggest that you continue. I suggest to everybody, there are two things you can do if you want to make your own tea. Get decaffeinated. But you will find if you have it in the evening, it's going to wire you anyway, unless you restructure your thoughts about it. And I'm not saying, oh, well, now I'm going to say it doesn't make me wired. It's made to make you wired. And so I do suggest, and this is the information that we're putting out, if you, and yet I, it, what I'm going to say now is going to cause me to be a liar. And I guess I'll go ahead and say it. I'm advising ones to take it 4 or 5 hours. Their last, you know, when you're down to taking it once or twice a day, take that second one 3 o'clock in the afternoon, unless you're going to be up and you're going out and you want to enjoy yourself or whatever and be a little wired. Take it 3, 4, or 5 hours before you're ready to go to sleep. But you see, what's happening is that your Gondriana is going to kick in about then. So you're going to go through a period of time of a totally increased energy level. And it's going to wake you up sometimes at night. As you're going through especially a cleansing program, you're going to probably wake up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and all of you don't get back from the ship anyway till around 4. And we just plop you in bed, and you know. Maybe that's our fun, you know. Let's see what you do. With Randall around, we turn on jacuzzis, and with the rest of you, you know, we just let you wonder what hit you. But you can pretty much count on something happening around 4:30. And enjoy that. For goodness sakes, people are taking cocaine, marijuana, everything to get that feeling of energy surge. And most of you are just going to say, well, gosh, I don't know that I feel any different. Look around and see what you're doing. Could you do that with the amount of exercise and physical training that you have? Could you do what you're doing right now? I had to laugh at Norma because she sits to a typewriter, and that is the sum total of the exercise. There's not enough exercise. And so the first couple of days that she hauled around these, you know, 5-gallon jars and buckets of tea and went through this and all that bread making and hauling these machines and 25 or more pounds of flour around. She was sore, you know. I mean, I'm going to die, God. No, sweetie, sorry, you know, read your sign.
Hmm.
Could you do that without this input? Most of you could not. And that's where you get your balance. That's where you must get your balance. Could you run on the schedule that you have now come to run on if something wasn't boosting you? I think Dharma could not. She's almost 62 years old. Most of you are beginning to think about sitting on the front porch and rocking, preferably without the confusion of the grandchildren. But at least some of you, well, I think I'll sit and rock my grandbaby to sleep. Well, you're not having much time to do that, are you? And that's the sad part. On the other hand, they're going to make it, and you're going to give them a better world in which to exist, or at least begin to lay that pathway so they can do their job. And in the long haul, it will be that will make their life, not whether or not you have time to cook cookies. And I think both are important. Let's talk a minute about Gunther. We were fortunate this morning that Gunther called at a very opportune time, so we had some very good input to help offer him. And then talked a couple of times after that with Ray Ellen. They have a little bit different direction. I'm very appreciative of that. I would hope that all of you would be aware that right now, the company that makes heart catheterization catheters is under massive scrutiny. We have to do something to keep the man alive long enough to get him released. And you see, they come in and you are put up or shut up, and they can bump you off either way. If you die in there because you refuse the treatment, it's your fault if you refuse the treatment. Now, what they want, see, is to do a heart catheterization and see if they can open up some of those arteries. But mostly it is just because they want to cover their fannies. So what happens, an osteopathic physician who is also a very good technician for that particular procedure signs the papers. Well, that's enough to scare everybody, isn't it? You're going to have an osteopath do this? Well, quite frankly, I would rather have an osteopath work with any of my people than a medical doctor. Their training is different. And in many of the states, in your United States, to get licensed, they have to also know what the doctors know, because they have to pass that board examination. For instance, in California, a doctor of osteopathy takes the same exam. Well, it's frightening any which way you cut it, because here now they are telling you what you're going to have. And they can kill you while they're doing that. And that would not, you know, I mean, it's an ordinary procedure now. But certainly, if you have catheter tip break off in an artery, especially if it's an important one, you're in trouble. How are you going to retrieve it? And this company has really done a bad job of sending out flawed material. So the hope is that that procedure can be shut down without a refusal to take the procedure. And if we can get him on his feet enough to get him out of there, then he can clear up his own problem. And I'd certainly rather have him in a naval hospital or an Austrian hospital or somewhere than in Bethesda, where they completely outfit you. You know, you're a different outfit when they get done with you. And when we really get worried is when they suggest Camp David. Well, he knows this too, but he also knows there's enough focus that for some reason that's not happening yet. They'd like to do a little liquid lobotomy, but that's not even too wise. Now, why would that be? For you ones who struggle out here every day, you want to believe that there is a command. You want to believe that there is a higher source. You want to believe, and you want to believe, but it's too incredible, obviously. You would not be involved if it were so. You see, I can just take a blanket reading and say, oh, well, there are about five in here that know damn well it's so, and I shouldn't just take a blanket reading. But most of you in here would say, oh, well, I'm just me, and I just get that radiating back to me. Yeah, how about that, Dad? No, it's you. But I don't expect you to have that conscious confirmation of that. But just between you and me, the ones of a high enough level in both the military and the government know me well. There is no doubt. They don't have to doubt the same way you do. And I hear you now saying, well, if you came and visited with me, I wouldn't have to doubt you either. Well, I have a different reason for visiting with some of those. And for the record, I would like to say that I still have your military craft. I still mean it. You know, you let my people go and do a few other things that we agreed on. You'll get them back. You don't have to tell anybody they were gone. And this is what I have to now get down to impress you ones who are patriots. You do yourselves more damage than any other group. Now let me explain that a little bit. In every organization that is not literally structured by your enemy, like the ADL. Let's just take that as a good example. It's a British intelligence creation. But it is a British Israeli for the Committee of 300 creation. That means that it is a Zionist organization. Has nothing to do with don't defame anybody. It's a gotcha organization. This comes into play with every group you form. Let us take Windstar. Beautiful environmental little development in Colorado. That is its name, isn't it?
Yes.
John Denver, right? Guess who gave them enough support and finally took over the thing? Mr. Rockefeller. Now, how many of you would know that unless I tell you, or you hear it somewhere? Do you think it still has the same thrust of just geodesic domes and greenhouses, etc.? It may have a more massive environmental impact operation going, but I'll tell you, it will not be for the environment. You see, your environmental groups are the most damaging to your patriot groups. They don't set up a reclamation system. They don't set up and had a pollution system that your companies can't meet. They don't have a reason. And if your corporations cannot meet these reasons, there's all the more reason to haul your business off to Mexico. Do I think that you should save all of the trees for the little spotted owl? No. You should save the trees so that you ones have breath. And the little spotted owl doesn't have anything to do with it. And believe me, at the Washington level, the little spotted owl doesn't have anything to do with it. You can go back to Ronald Reagan, who said about the redwoods, well, when you've seen one, you've seen them all. He was being quite cute, but, you know, he got butchered for that, too. Well, when you've seen one redwood, you have basically seen them all. But there is a reason there are redwoods. But when the great big environmentalist leaders get onto something, always remember the Rockefellers. I can give you another example. Finally, the Smithsonian gave a natural history, Indian history museum to the world. Gathered up major tribal leaders for the board of directors, except for three. And there's really only one white man on the board of directors now. It just happens to be Rockefeller. So don't lie to yourselves. We all understand the movement to try and retrieve your constitution. I got in there and I hammered and I pushed and I shoved and I did everything I knew to do with a mass of people before the election. When you allowed a fixed election to take place, you kissed her goodbye. You had an opportunity to overwhelm the system. Were you going to overwhelm it with one of your people? That's the only question, isn't it? So let's go back and remember what Hatton said. Oh, goodness gracious, I lost all the following. Well, I didn't ask for a following. I suggested all those independents get together and vote in Perot. Man alive. The egos erupted like Mount Vesuvius. And I got called a Judas goat. And you lost your opportunity. It's that simple. Is Ross Perot the end of ends? No, oh, goodness sakes. He, you know, all of his friends on the Council of Foreign Relations. He's a businessman, for goodness sakes. His closest friend is Rockefeller. But you had a chance. You had a chance of overwhelming by numbers the fixed computer system. Now how are you going to get a computer system arranged where you could even have a reasonable ballot? You can't. And you notice that the results of that election were exactly what they told you it would be before the election, to the number. Is there hope with Perot? Hope of what? Hope of what? Well, I will not take it. I will take my Uzi and defend my nation. Why didn't you defend your nation with your honor before your nation became the big Satan? And now that it is the big Satan, do you think that the masses of people who are now being stripped of their arms can go against this massive machine? No. So now comes back to me, well, it sounds like to me, Commander, that you are a turncoat. If you want to call getting a remnant through being a turncoat, go right ahead. I did not come here as your guru. I came here from onset telling you I am a commander. I am going to bring my father's people home. If you don't want to be one of my father's people, which means that you're going to have a pretty good intention system within, I don't want you anyway. And you should not want me. I am your enemy. And when ones keep saying, well, you have to accept me, I don't have to accept anybody. And neither do you have to accept me. And I wish the ones that don't accept me would go away from me. But they don't. They analyze every column in the paper. Rebut it, argue, whatever over it. I'm giving you truth in that paper. Well, but so-and-so wrote that, and you're just plagiarizing, you damn right. How many of you had sense enough to go out there and choose the right things to read? And if you thought it was original, then you hadn't done your homework at all, and you would see that. Our purpose is not to be fortune tellers. Your world is on the brink of ending. And if Eustace Mullins told you the truth about something, you better believe I'm going to tell you that Eustace Mullins told you the truth. And if you have trouble dealing with that, I'm sorry. And if you have one stirring you up, go on over there and just listen to what he says. And then come back and tell us. You better tell those people the world is very near to its end if you don't get your eyes open. You don't know your enemy. Who are you? First of all, you have to decide who are you. Ones will say, well, who's the enemy of America? And I can be, you know, flippant and say, well, you know, because there are Zionists. And most of you, because it has been squashed and you don't read, who are they? Well, they're the ones that came down the... No. Oh! I know. You got that from Zachary or Zachariah Stitchin. No. In fact, he's got so much stuff wrong that I pity you if you think you're going to go read Zachariah Stitchin's work for the whole of it. But for the concept of it, and if you read and you study and you study and you study you will find the truth, but not just from him. That is my only purpose. Writing history of what went wrong in your world. History for the generations that will come again onto this orb at some point. And unfortunately for a lot of you, it's going to be a lot of you. For just what you're doing. You have a perception, I'm going to go out there and preach against that preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm here to share an afternoon with you. I'm not even here to ask your opinion. I'm telling you how it is. Not with everything. I speak pretty well for what will happen when the God you await shows up. So how do you know who is your enemy? You have to get your alignment straight first. If you think those Russians sitting over there are your friend, who are you? That's the question. Who are you? There is a major element of the Russians that are going to blow to smithereens anyone attached to the Khazarian Zionists. And that bunch of banksters has a lock hole sucking you dry. And some of it is done, hooked up right to the beast. Who is the enemy of everyone in this room? Is what you better be asking. What you really better be asking is, who is Hapton's enemy? Because that's where it's at. I come as a commander for the host of God. And that can be laughed about, twittered about, argued about, dinked around about. It doesn't matter. Do you see? It doesn't change an iota of it. Who is Doris? She is my translator. If you've ever put a record on a machine and you overspeed it, and it sounds like all those little chipmunks, and then finally it gets higher and higher and higher and higher until you have nothing but a shrill tone. And that's what goes into her head. You can see us out there. You can deny it. They can call you. That one over there is Venus, and that one is Mars. And you don't have any notion about what goes on anywhere, not even in your own kitchen or bathroom, much less out there. This whole thing of launching missiles from Vandenberg, has anybody heard an update whether or not they found any of those missing satellites? Or how about the ones they just blow up? Do you ever have a follow-on? Why is your space shuttle really grounded when they tell you it's grounded for another day? And yet ones are certainly going to have opinions. Have your opinions. But while you're having your opinion, understand that you have limited insight. And when we write, I must write for the ones with a lot of insight and the ones with none. So if one's out there who would be our little walking around two-legged enemies want to pick something out of context and use it, it's going to sound really good when they, you know, put it out on the airwaves. On the other hand, does it change anything? Absolutely not, and the greatest favor they can do is to get Dorma and Oberle so discounted out there that everybody leaves them alone. Then we can get on with our work. We're going to get a remnant through. And I have agreements with the higher authorities walking around on two legs on your place so that I can pull down a lot of protection without having to even put you in an energy shield. But it's up to you how much of that energy shield you want to protect you. Because if you do not believe that I am, then what good is this little, oh, well, I'm going to get in your bubble, if you don't believe there's a bubble? So I urge you to give careful consideration, yes, to what you think about this. And especially you new ones who just are now meeting us, and some who really have a lot of trouble because this particular method of communication is entertainment, usually. Why do you think it would be set up to be spoiled as a form of entertainment? Because they know that when the truth comes through, you will consider it entertainment, kill the speaker, and get rid of that annoyance. I believe the end is coming. I believe we're in tribulation. I believe all the things of the prophecies. But let's get rid of the messengers. Oh, but God would send his messengers. Well, but these couldn't be them. I don't need to go down through a list of preachers and teachers and churches. There's good, there's wrong in every one. Note, I did not say evil, but there's that too. Most one simply have gone into the ministry to try to serve. They believe in God, and they have a calling to share this, to minister. And they get caught in this trap of doctrine. Well, if I want to be a Methodist preacher, I've got to go to the Methodist seminary. If I want to be a Baptist, and let's see, there's the Pentecostal, and maybe we could all just raise our hands and absorb all that energy and go kiss a tree and ground it, and it'll all be okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That is appreciation to God, that I believe that I can receive energy from the cosmic source that is higher and longer and farther out there than I can reach. But you could do this, and you would pick it up also. Except that that's a very physical arrangement down there closer to the earth. And then always, as you move along in your higher teachings, you're going to know this is an illusion. This is your play. And then comes the realization to some of you that if I just knew how, I would have the power to change this. Now let me correct some of your thinking. You do have the power Any one of you can do it because there's only one. And you will pull that energy that could do it. And therefore, we work on probabilities, not possibilities. Because with God, everything is possible. And that means with you, everything is possible, and you could turn it around in a blink of an eye. Will you do it? It is highly doubtful. And I see none with the realization enough to do it. Well, I'm working on it, God. I really am working on it. We'll keep working, and maybe we'll do it in time before somebody, you know, pushes some of those other buttons. But that should not be the focus. Because if that is your focus, then you don't understand what you're doing. You don't respect the need for the journey of your other fragment over here. That you would decide for all of this world what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil. I will be the judge, God. And I will push the button, I will reverse this, and we will spin off into eternity in happy ever, ever land. If your thoughts center on that particular route, you are incorrect. Because this is a place of getting your lessons. And your lesson is no more important than Joe's lesson next to you. But that becomes the greater contradiction. How could there just be one thing, one energy, and yet you just said Joe gets to do his thing too? Well, when you and Joe get your thing together, you will have one focus, and that will be God. And it will be godly action, godly direction, and surprisingly enough, it will not be to turn around this little miserable planet. You will respect the expression and experience of all things. And you don't know. In consciousness, you are not given to know. And unless you know the top level secrets, even in Washington, you are apt to do the wrong thing. And that's what's happening with Gunther Rosbacher right now. There are too many players trying to protect their assets. There are desperate loved ones trying to get him out. I know what I'll do. I will threaten to bring down everything the CIA ever did wrong. When the CIA is the worst place, the worst thing, the worst connection you could possibly make, they're getting rid of ones in the CIA. And you don't threaten them. They kill you. Ray Rennick. What would I have to offer for Ray Rennick? I'll tell you what Ray Rennick has done. Through whatever's happened to Ray Rennick, he's pulled a lot of ones that are extremely valuable into some recognition of something like this, where maybe you, with a talent such as Bill has, to be able to maybe put that talent with Dixon, and let's see where we can go with that. You have to stay alert. You see, it is very, very hard for the ones that have made a name. You have to understand right off the bat the Khazarians had to get control of your justice system. They did it. They had to get control of your money system. They did it. Now, are those Russian Khazars Bolsheviks? You see, after a while, you can't tell. It doesn't matter. Just know they did it. And this is according to the plan. Do you think that you're going to come down there and argue something in San Luis Obispo jail and change all of this stuff out there? Do you think you're going to really pull down one William Clark? Wouldn't it be nice if you just pull one down? But you can't pull one down. You're going to pull down Bush, Reagan, a myriad of them. You think they're going to let you do that? And to emphasize that, look at what they're doing right now today. With the little group they decided to hang the Trade Center bombings on. Some of them weren't even in the United States that they've got up there. And one or two of your finer attorneys knows that. Mr. Consular knows that, so he goes in to help represent these innocent guys. And what will you hear today? They are going to find a way, they said, to get Consular off the case. Your judicial system is going to get rid of one of the only attorneys that can save the innocent man's neck. And they don't even hide it from you. Well, you might make a little more money and everything if you got Consular down here to go over to court on Eckert's property case.
Maybe we change the tape.
And surprisingly enough, it will not be to turn around this little miserable planet. You will respect the expression and experience of all things. And you don't know. In consciousness, you are not given to know. And unless you know the top level secrets, even in Washington, you are apt to do the wrong thing. And that's what's happening with Gunther Rosbacher right now. There are too many players trying to protect their assets. There are desperate loved ones trying to get him out. I know what I'll do. I will threaten to bring down everything the CIA ever did wrong. When the CIA is the worst place, the worst thing, the worst connection you could possibly make, they're getting rid of ones in the CIA. And you don't threaten them. They kill you. Ray Rennick. What would I have to offer for Ray Rennick? I'll tell you what Ray Rennick has done. Through whatever's happened to Ray Rennick, he's pulled a lot of ones that are extremely valuable into some recognition of something like this, where maybe you with a talent such as Bill has to be able to maybe put that talent with Dixon, and let's see where we can go with that. You have to stay alert. You see, it is very, very hard for the ones that have made a name. You had to understand right off the bat, the Khazarians had to get control of your justice system. They did it. They had to get control of your money system. They did it. Now, are those Russian Khazars Bolsheviks? You see, after a while, you can't tell. It doesn't matter. Just know they did it. And this is according to the plan. Do you think that you're going to come down there and argue something in San Luis Obispo jail and change all of this stuff out there? You think you're going to really pull down one William Clark? Wouldn't it be nice if you just pull one down? But you can't pull one down. You're going to pull down Bush, Reagan, a myriad of them. You think they're going to let you do that? And to emphasize that, look at what they're doing right now today. With a little group, they decided to hang the Trade Center bombings on. Some of them weren't even in the United States that they got up there. And one or two of your finer attorneys knows that. Mr. Consular knows that, so he goes in to help represent these innocent guys. And what will you hear today? They are going to find a way, they said, to get Consular off the case. Your judicial system is going to get rid of one of the...